Hello and welcome. I am Dr. Lara May, a clinical pharmacist specializing in functional medicine, as well as a certified yoga teacher and Reiki master. I run a truly integrative health coaching practice, encompassing functional medicine lab testing, yoga and meditation, and a sprinkling of Reiki energy medicine. Join me here on Light Body Radio to break through your health plateau and come into alignment with your natural vitality. Hello and welcome to Light Body Radio. I am your host, Dr. Lara May. And today I bring you the latest installment of Wellness Illuminated. And I wanted to talk to you today about a tool that I use that has really helped change my life. And it's a tool that I use with my clients and the life coaching perspective. And so I wanted to talk more about it and flesh it out a little more. And I've alluded to it in past episodes, but I wanted this to be a bit of a deep dive. And so it's called the model, and it's a mechanism for managing and looking at our thoughts and how our thoughts are creating our feelings, which creates our actions and results. So essentially, it's a way of evaluating how our thoughts are creating our reality. It's super powerful, and it's essentially very simple, but I wanted to break it down for you because really I am of the opinion that we should all be coaching ourselves on a daily basis. Now, it's nice if all of us out there could afford a coach. And even if we can afford a coach and we have a life coach or a health coach or some sort of coach in our lives, that doesn't mean that we get to meet with them every single day. And so what do we do in between those times when we are meeting with our coach or maybe even a therapist? Sometimes therapists also bring coaching into their therapy sessions. And so I feel like there should be a way that we have tools to use in the meantime on those days that we're just with ourselves. We're wanting to do more self-evaluation on a daily basis. And so this is an excellent tool for that. Again, it's called the model. And Brooke Castillo is the one that created it. And she created it based on several different schools of thoughts and inspiration of different teachers. And Brooke is the founder of the Life Coach School, which I'm a certified life coach by. And so this was a tool that I started using before I became a certified life coach with the Life Coach School, but it is definitely something that since I've learned about its depth and power, and I teach it and I use it now more on a daily basis with my clients and with myself, it's become just so much more powerful and important. So I wanted to bring that forward to you today to hopefully give you a tool that can allow you to do this self-examination on a daily basis. And so just in general, when you think a thought, you feel a feeling. And when you feel a feeling, you take action or not because of how you feel. Your actions or behaviors create your experience in the world and ultimately what your life looks like, your results. So if your thoughts suck or are negative, your life is going to most likely be pretty negative. And if you aren't conscious of your negative thoughts, then you are just really, you know, a victim of your own thoughts, and they are running you. And this can often also be called a spin cycle, a negative spin cycle. So I'm sure many of you, and myself included, have found yourselves in these cycles where you just feel like nothing's going right. The same old crap keeps coming up again. And you just, you know, well, I think a lot of us attribute this to things like Mercury retrograde, or we like to look outside of ourselves and blame other things, other people, other circumstances. But really, and this is part of that radical responsibility that, you know, I love to talk about, really what's creating the cycle is ourselves and our thoughts and how we respond to our own thoughts about it. So even if you have a circumstance of, let's say, like it's a negative relation circumstance, or maybe even like a negative work environment circumstance, while that circumstance might be there, it's your thoughts about that circumstance that are creating your feelings that then create your actions and then create your results. So you could have, you know, the same bad boyfriend or bad girlfriend or the same bad boss, but if you change your thoughts about that, then how you think about it will then change how you feel about it. And or also what I love about this model is because it's a tool we use to write out. So let me go back to that. So when it's a journaling exercise. And so you can write down a C, which is circumstance. So in this case, it's either, let's say, you know, a job you don't like or problem that you're having with a significant other or partner. And then the second line is your thought about it. And we like to keep that thought. You might have a lot of thoughts, but for working with the model, we just want to focus on one thought. So pick one thought, maybe the most prevalent thought or the thought that keeps spinning or cycling in your head. And then the third line is the feeling. And so what is that feeling that you're having when you're thinking the thought? And again, just keep it to one because it'll help bring clarity to working with this tool. And then when you feel that feeling, what do you do? And write down, you can write down many actions here, but also I want you to think about what you don't do, or maybe like how you don't show up. And so write all that down, write both the do's and the don't do's, the show ups and the don't show ups. And then write down what is that result that's creating for yourself? You know, is it that you keep perpetuating this energy, every relationship and dynamic is a two-party system, at least, right? Like it always takes two to tango. So is how you're showing up also perpetuating the negative feedback cycle that you're having in this dynamic? And again, like this is to bring awareness. It's not an opportunity for you to beat up on yourself or for you to judge yourself. It's an opportunity to have an honest look inside of our heads and inside of our behaviors to see, okay, and taking that responsibility of I create my world, I create my surroundings, how am I showing up, what am I doing, how am I feeling, what am I thinking that's creating this. And once you have that down, then you can go back and say and work it backwards. Okay, what do I want the ultimate result to be? What would the ideal result or the happy end result be? And then in order to create that result, what would I need to be doing to create that result? And what would I be feeling that would be creating those actions? And then what would I be thinking when I'm feeling that way? And so you can work it backwards also. But you'll notice that circumstance line stays the same no matter what. So that's sort of how you work through it. Again, like take a piece of paper, write down C-T-F-A-R in a line on the left side. And then you just go through and you fill in those lines. So what is your circumstance? What is your thought? What is your feeling? What are all your actions and inactions? And then what is your result? That is the model. And so this self-coaching model is based on a few like essential truths, according to Brooke. And one of them is we cannot control the world. Nothing outside of us has the power to make us feel good or bad, because feeling good or bad is a feeling, right? And so we have the choice to feel however we want based on the thoughts that we're thinking. So nothing outside of us, again, has the power to make us feel good or bad. It's our choice. And it is not the circumstances, but our thoughts about the circumstances that create our experience. We attract what we think about. Emotions are vibrations that lead to action. We can't permanently change our results without changing our thoughts. We don't have anything to feel better. I'm sorry, we don't have to get anything to feel better. We can feel better right now. So again, we don't have to get anything to feel better. So there's nothing outside of ourselves that we need to feel better, because we can choose to feel better right now. Being conscious and choosing our thoughts are the most important components of feeling better. So I some of those things you might want to argue about or like disagree with me about. But really, if you go back and listen to that list again, all of that is about taking responsibility for you being the creator of your life and your outcomes. So by accepting that you cannot control the world outside around you, but you can create what comes up for you and what you attract, isn't that powerful? And at the same time, like, doesn't that allow you a little bit of like maybe a sigh of relief? Like, okay, like I don't have to worry about controlling the things outside me because I already know I can't. So then I can like pull back that energy that I maybe would give to that and like reinvest it in myself or reinvest it in something I can control, which is what I'm thinking about this situation. So maybe even if you find yourself wound up in like world politics or even politics of our country at the moment, you know, like we can't control what's going on in another country on the opposite side of the world. But what you can control is what you think about it and how you feel about it, and then how you show up. So maybe when you're, you know, feeling not so great about it, you like want to, you argue or you like go into shutdown mode or you binge watch the news, which just makes you feel worse. And this creates the ultimate result of that you're distraught and feeling, trying to think of like this situation of, you know, like feeling powerless in the world or, you know, feeling like there's so much hurt and negativity and war happening, but you feel powerless to help or have a positive impact. But if we change the thought of, and we realize that we can't control the outside world, then what kind of feeling does that create? And maybe that implores you or encourages you to actually like show up and maybe like serve in a different way or like contribute to a charity that does have some power in the conflict or something like that. So, you know, just think about, be open to what can come up when we start evaluating our thoughts and our investment in our energy and our feelings. Because I don't think that we really give enough credence to how powerful this is. You know, so many of us go through a daily life on autopilot. You know, we wake up, we go to the bathroom, we make our coffee, we may or may not like work out. Maybe we don't work out. We just go straight to, you know, shower or kitchen for breakfast. And then we get our stuff and we go to work or we take the kids to school or whatever it is. And then, you know, you come home, you wind the day down by doing the same things, and then you do it all again the next day. And then before you know it, you maybe are stuck in a situation where you wake up one day, you're like, how did I get here? And you got there by being on autopilot. And so the way to get yourself out of any situation that you don't want to be in is to start becoming aware and investing in tools and time to create the space for awareness and change. So I'm going to keep this short today because as you can probably hear, I'm a little under the weather, but I did want to show up for you and give you this tool and teach a little bit about it. And this is really just the tip of the iceberg. So I'm going to be bringing you more and more about how to work with this tool called the model and the power that it can have on illuminating ways for you to create change in your life. So thank you all for showing up today. And I love to hear your comments and suggestions and questions. So make sure you leave those wherever you listen to this show or maybe watch it on YouTube or even on my website at drlaramie.com/podcasts. And if you would like to hear or have anything answered specifically on the air, please also bring that forward because I am here to serve you and to help you create the life that you love for yourself. So thank you so much. My website's drlaramie.com. Make sure to leave a like or a review, and we will catch you in the next episode.